John Africa brought a group of people together of all different races and beliefs and economic backgrounds, etc., and made us a family with one common belief, the all importance of life. And when I say life, I mean all life. Animal life, human life, plant life, the water that we can't exist without, the air that we can't exist without, the earth that we can't exist without, meaning the earth that feeds us. There is nothing more important than life, than nature, the force that coordinates all. And when I say all, I mean the force that instills in you the instinct of hunger to push you to food, to feed life, the instinct of thirst that pushes you to water to quench that thirst, the force that moves the air, that moves the water to keep it usable. I'm saying we do not, humans do not coordinate any of those things. We don't coordinate anything. We simply move in harmony with that force. And man, those specifically that run this system, have tried to convince people that those things are not important, that money, that status, that jewelry, things are more important than life. John Africa taught move better. This is what has put us in direct conflict with this system. In the beginning of move was criticized and ostracized, and this was back in the early 1970s, for everything. Our lifestyle, the way we live, our belief. Move wears our hair naturally in what has become known as locks. We were criticized and ostracized and made fun of for that because people were not wearing their hair uncombed in locks like this back in the early 1970s. John Africa coordinated Move to eat all raw food. And we are still working on that, but we were criticized for that, said that we would get sick eating raw food like that, that we would make our children sick by feeding them raw food. And also, we have our babies naturally at home, according to our belief. And we were criticized for that, saying that we could die, we could kill our babies, and we had to go to the hospital. And John Africa taught us that no other species of life goes to the hospital and spends thousands and thousands of dollars to do something as natural as have a baby. No other species of life cooks their food, only humans. We teach our children at home. They are homeschooled. We don't send our children out to this system schools because we understand that those running this system are not going to teach our children the truth to be revolutionary. What they are going to teach them is to be slaves and robots to this system. So we don't send our children to this system schools.